The IGP, John Kudalo, says the police service is considering blocking social media platforms, particularly on election day, to prevent misrepresentation and interference with the election process. Radio Ghana seeks the views of experts on the matter. First, a computer expert, Ni Ayiku Ayiku, who disagrees with the suggestion of the IGP to block social media on election day. He said social media is needed for other equally important purposes, such as emergencies. According to him, the best thing to do is for the police to monitor and track the activities of miscreants and nip their negative activities in the bud. Ni Ayiku Ayiku spoke to George Ankra.
What I would expect the Ghana Police Service to do is to put in place measures that will help them monitor conversations on this platform. In fact, there are several tools that they can use to monitor. I was also expecting the Ghana Police Service to do some kind of stakeholder consultation with the media, with these advocacy groups, and come out with a plan on how they can educate Ghanaians to be responsible people when it comes to the use of social media platforms. That education must take place alongside the NCCE voter education. It's not an issue of shutting down. It's like when you're away from your own shadow. You are the police service. Don't you have the skill set? Don't you have competent people who can help strategize on how this platform can be monitored?
But Mr. Iku, the IGP's suggestion is not saying that they want to shut down social media for a long time, just on election day, to avoid misrepresentation.
Don't forget that social media platforms are also used for emergency communication.
If you are invited to help the police do the monitoring, how possible is that?
Very possible.
What are going to be the things that will be involved?
They need to understand what these platforms are used for and how they can engage users of these platforms. And like I said, there are tools that they can use to monitor conversations. They should have started educating Ghanaians about how to use these platforms in a way that will not create violence or anything that will give the 2016 elections a bad name. The social media platform must not be shut down. You should rather find ways of using these tools, like the listening tools, we call them, in social media, which will give alerts on people writing or giving comments on the election.